Well, we're now going to cross over to West Virginia. Joining us via Skype is Colin Cavell. He's a former lecturer with the University of Bahrain. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, as we've just mentioned, 38 Shia religious sites have been attacked by regime forces in Bahrain since 2011. Why do you think they're using this mechanism in order to suppress the uprising there?
Kaniz, the reason the regime is attacking the Shia shrine in Asghar is because it is isolated, it is threatened by the large majority of the population which is against them, who are primarily Shia. And so when they don't like the results that three quarters of the population are against them, they start to attack their beliefs and everything that represents their beliefs.
Well, as we've discussed this many times, this situation right now in Bahrain is not sustainable. Someone has to give in. How do you see this unfolding in the coming weeks and months?
Well, the much larger picture is what's going on in the entire Middle East, and that is Saudi Arabia is now isolated, primarily by its own actions, but what they're trying to do now is trying to play the hegemon in the Middle East by itself, and they are incurring the wrath of a number of governments, and more particularly, they will incur the wrath of Russia, because Bandar bin Sultan has been sponsoring a series of bomb attacks in Volgograd and has threatened to disrupt the upcoming Sochi Olympics. So as the regime, the monarchical regimes in the Persian Gulf isolate themselves from the international community, from the world body politic, they will find themselves at odds with the great majority of the world. They've already are at odds with the great majority of the people in the region, and their days are numbered. They know it, and it's like watching the dying King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia just die in his bed, and that's what's happening. They're dying, and they know they're dying.
But they do have that confidence that with U.S. backing, they will be able to clinch their power base, so to speak. And we do know the U.S.'s Navy's Fifth Fleet is stationed in Bahrain, and it's now expanding. So do you think that the U.S. will even allow such a scenario to take place?
Well, the United States is interested in maintaining its presence, its military presence, footprint, so to speak, in the Middle East. But they should not count on the U.S.'s loyalty to their particular regime. The U.S., for reasons of state, will align itself with whoever the de facto power is. And the Bahraini people will oust the Khalifa. It is inevitable, in my opinion, and then the U.S. will have to deal with the representatives, the new representatives of the Bahraini people.
Okay. Colin Cavell, their former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, joining us via Skype from West Virginia. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell.